Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our second season, first episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about how to decide your major based on your strengths and weaknesses. For obvious reasons, this will impact your academic success and grades. I have been lucky enough to not only be a faculty member at my university, but an academic coach and advisor. This means I get to help people figure out what they want to do in life, as well as what they don't want to do. One of the hardest things to do as an undergraduate can be to pick your major. I have met with so many college freshmen who are stressed because they don't know what major to pick, or what they want to do once they graduate. Well, to be honest, this is normal. In fact, even when students come in thinking they know what they want, they often change as they take more classes and learn more about themselves, as well as the topics at hand. My response to these panicking students is to relax. You will figure this out as you progress and advance in your studies. The more classes you take, the more you discover what you do and don't like. As you discover what you do like, you can start to explore careers in those areas. This can lead to internships and research experience, which can give you insight as to what jobs you will and won't like. Please do keep in mind that when you discover what you don't like, that is just as important as learning what you do. Have patience. It is all useful information. As you progress in your journey, one of my biggest suggestions is for you to pay attention to your performance and listen to yourself as you advance academically. Even if something doesn't come naturally, you might have to work at it, but if you love it, keep going. If you want it bad enough, you will make it happen. If you don't like something and you dread going to class, then listen to that. Your grades will be reflected in what you do and don't like. If you hate something, that goes back to how you approach it and your attitude towards that topic, which we talked about earlier this term. You need to either change your attitude or your major in cases like that. Once you have chosen something you like, the grades and attitude will instantly get better. As silly as it sounds, I have often seen students pick a major they hate. This might be based on parental pressures or student denial in what they do and don't want for their future. I would strongly advise against this. In the past, when a few of my students refused to adjust or shift their plans, their grades and success went down quickly. I have seen brilliant students stubbornly choose a major they hated because they were listening to external or internal pressures, and then they hated their lives and they tanked academically. Go with what you love, life is short, and as far as we know, we only have one shot at it. Make it count. I hope you find this helpful. Until next time, happy studying.